Thank you. Thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Martha O'Driscoll in a fantasy title, Taken from Heaven. Act one in just a moment, but first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles.
It's at your grocer's now. The great new 1949 Durham wheat harvest is in, and it's the finest ever produced. That means La Rosa brings you the most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted. Because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durham wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durham millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it to yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Now, once again, our producer.
Now, Act One of Taken from Heaven, starring Martha O'Driscoll as Mary. Now, this story may not be the truest in the world, but this is the way we heard it, so we'll pass it along to you. Like all good stories, it begins once upon a time. So, once upon a time, way up high in the universe, there was a...
Good morning. This is the universe. Saturn, one moment, I'll connect you. Good morning, the universe. Mr. Jordan, I'll try and locate him for you. Oh, Miss 22.
Yes, operator.
Mr. Topp would like to see you in the main office. He's been asking for you.
Oh, very well, thank you. I'll go right in. Mr. Topp, you wanted to see me?
Yes, Miss 22, I did. We've been receiving some very disturbing reports from our Earth office. Something must be done.
Trouble?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Miss 22, it appears that our Earth planet has been inflicted with a disease.
A disease?
Yes, a very peculiar type. It causes mortals to do strange things, act in a ridiculous manner. Worse yet, it has the power to impair its victims physically. Why, would you believe it? A good 20% of our recent arrivals from Earth have been suffering from broken hearts.
My, that really is serious. What is this disease called, Mr. Topp?
It is known as love.
Love?
Yes, love. Now, as you can understand, Miss 22, mortals with broken hearts are entirely useless to our organization. This terrible thing must cease. That is why I called on you.
I, sir?
Yes. You are to be sent to Earth in the form of a mortal woman. You will act as my emissary and gather research on this dread disease.
I'm to be a mortal woman?
Yes. You will be gone for a period of Earth time known as 3 days. Now, immediately upon your arrival, you're to get in touch with a gentleman by the name of William Fowler, 300 West 72nd Street, New York City. It seems that this gentleman knows all about love. You see, certain specialists in the field of love are called wolves.
Yes.
And according to our information, this Mr. Fowler is an excellent wolf.
Oh, I see. But, Mr. Topp, how am I to report to you if I'm on Earth and you're...
That's all been arranged. You're to take this article here. It's known as a lady's compact. And whenever you wish to establish contact with me, simply open it.
Whenever I open this compact, I'll be able to communicate with...
Correct. And incidentally, I should prefer that you report at least once every evening on the progress of your investigation.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you an Earth guidebook. Study it on your way down. Study it thoroughly. It'll put you up to date and prevent you making any social errors.
Very well, sir.
One of our limousines will conduct you to Earth and will remain at your convenience during your stay. The limousine will also bring you back. Now, is everything clear?
Yes, sir.
Very well, then. Let's get right to work on making you a mortal woman. Now, if I remember, take a little ectoplasm. Uh-huh. Yes, a few quarts of water.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Stand still, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A pinch of salt. Oh, yes, of course. You're going to be a girl. Sugar and spice. We'll mix them up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
There. It's done. And not bad.
Oh, look at me.
Not bad at all. Now we'll give you a name. We'll call you Mary. That's it. Mary.
Mary. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, your car is waiting. Good luck, Mary.
Thank you, Mr. Topp. Let's see now. First, William Fowler, 300 West 72nd Street, New York. A wolf. Thank you, driver. This is it. 300 West 72nd Street. Now, let me see now if I got everything. My guidebook, my compact. All right, you can call back in an hour, driver.
Okay, miss.
Well, here I am. Dear, it would start to rain. I didn't bring my coat. Better make a run for that doorway. Hello. I hope you don't mind if I share the doorway with you.
Of course not. Looks like it's going to be quite a storm.
Yes.
I left my raincoat back in the ship. I didn't think it'd rain in New York this time of year. Of course, I don't mind getting a little wet. It's just that it's darn hard to get your blues pressed when you want them.
Yes, I noticed your uniform. You're in the Navy, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. Seaman second class, Tom Slater from Jasper, North Dakota. That's me.
North Dakota. That was in my guidebook, too. I read about it.
Oh, those travel folders don't do it justice. You got to be there, breathe some of the air, and watch that sun go down. Why, ma'am, we've got the best-looking sunset in the entire world, right there in Jasper.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's better than that. Say, we've got horses that can outrun anything on four legs, and the cattle. You just haven't seen anything like our steers. They talk about their Kansas City beef. Why, just one steak off one of our Jasper steers, and you wouldn't think of touching it. See, that reminds me, I'm hungry. How about you? Have you eaten?
Well, no, I haven't, but...
Good. No sense in standing out here in the rain, then. That's a restaurant right next door, then. I'd sure like to take you to dinner, ma'am.
I'm really supposed to be somewhere. It's rather important.
But you can't go out anywhere in this rain. I'd be mighty pleased to have your company. What do you say, ma'am?
Well, I don't suppose Mr. Topp will mind for a few minutes. All right, I'll accept your invitation.
Say, it's fine. By the way, ma'am, I don't know your name.
It's Mary.
Mary? Mary's a right pretty name. Sounds substantial, too. You know, that's what I like, substantial things. It's like those Jasper steers I was telling you about. Why, do you know, Mary, one Brandon season back in the ranch? And by the way, we've got the best Brandon iron.
Thank you for the dinner, Tom. I enjoyed it.
Well, I was mighty pleased to have you, Mary. I hope I didn't talk an ear off you.
Of course not. I like to listen.
Well, maybe we can talk again sometime. You see, I don't have to be back to my ship until the day after tomorrow. I've got a 3-day pass.
3 days? That's funny. I have a 3-day pass, too.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Well, I'll be leaving here in 3 days, going back to where I came from.
Where do you come from, Mary?
I can't tell you that. All I can say, it's been very nice meeting you and... Stop raining now, Tom. I'm afraid I'd better be on my way.
You sound like you mean goodbye.
I do. Thanks for everything again.
But I don't understand. I want to see you again, Mary. You're going to be here, and I'm going to be here at least for a couple of days more, and well, there's no reason why we shouldn't have dinner again.
I'm sorry. I've got to go now. Goodbye.
Hey, Mary, wait.
Bye, Tom.
But, Mary, I didn't even get to tell you about our rodeos in Jasper.
Yes, miss, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to see Mr. William Fowler, please.
Well, I'm afraid he isn't in, miss. Mr. Fowler went out, now let me see, just as it started to rain.
Oh, dear. When will he be back? Do you know?
Why, yes, he did leave word. Said he'd be quite late.
Oh, I could have caught him if I'd been here on time. Mr. Top will be terribly angry.
Beg pardon, miss?
Oh, nothing.
Would you care to leave a message?
No. No, thank you. I'll call back tomorrow.
Very well, miss.
Hello, Mary.
Oh, hello, Tom. Where did you come from?
Nowhere. I've been waiting here for you. Saw you go in this apartment. Thought you might come out. You did. Thought you might let me take you home.
That's awfully nice of you, Tom, but I have my car here and...
It's all right. You can take me home.
All right. Get in. Now, where do you want to go?
Oh, I don't care. You can just let me off in front of your place. I'll take a bus from there.
But, Tom, I've told you...
Mary, you don't mind, really, do you?
Well, I... Driver, if... Well, if you know where I'm supposed to live, take me there. Now.
Gosh, what funny instructions.
I'm afraid I'm a funny girl, Tom. Well, this is my apartment here.
Well. Good night.
Good night, Tom.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, night.
Good night.
Mary, you sure you wouldn't change your mind about that dinner sometime?
I can't, Tom. I'm going to be awfully busy.
Yeah, well, sure. I just thought I'd ask. Well, it's been awfully nice, and... So long, Mary.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Tom. Oh, I almost forgot Mr. Top. Oh, I'm supposed to report to him. Now, let me see my compact. Oh, dear, I've lost my compact. I've... Now, who can that be? Yes? What?
Hello. Back again.
Hello.
Here's your compact. You dropped it in the hall.
Oh, thank heavens.
I'm kind of glad you did, because I forgot something.
Forgot what?
I meant to kiss you goodbye. You don't mind, do you?
Kiss me?
Sure, it'll only take a second. Lean over. Thanks.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Oh, bye. A kiss. Oh, so that was a kiss. That wasn't in my guidebook. Mr. Top, I've opened the compact. I'd like to report. Where are you?
Yes, Mary. What have you to report?
Well, sir, I hope you won't be angry, but I wasn't able to get in touch with Mr. Fowler. You see, I met a sailor. His name's Tom Slater.
A sailor?
Yes, sir, a sailor. And well, he kissed me, Mr. Top.
He kissed you?
Uh-huh.
Mary, there must be no more of that. Forget this sailor and contact Mr. Fowler immediately. You're to get on with the work you were sent to do.
Well, yes, sir. I'm sorry.
And Mary, a word of warning. According to our information, kissing sailors can lead to trouble. Yes, indeed. A lot of trouble. Good night, Mary.
Good night, Mr. Top.
Falls on Act One of Taken from Heaven, starring lovely Martha O'Driscoll. Miss O'Driscoll and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two. Wendell, have you something taken from heaven?
Sort of, C.P. I'd like to tell Miss O'Driscoll and all the ladies about a heavenly dish taken from the pages of our famous La Rosa cookbook. It's chicken liver sauce a la Rosa. Kind of dish, ladies, that'll help you sail right into the heart of your dream man today, which is Navy Day, or any day. All you need is La Rosa egg noodles combined with chicken livers in a rich sauce. You can't beat that wonderful, old-fashioned, homemade flavor of fluffy, golden La Rosa egg noodles. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook, or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of this station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Made in the unhurried old world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. That's the reason it's America's largest selling brand. Now here's C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act Two of Taken from Heaven, starring Martha O'Driscoll as Mary. Still on her mission from above, Mary tries to follow instructions and contact Mr. Fowler.
Hello?
Hello. I'd like to speak to Mr. Fowler, please.
I'm sorry, he isn't in.
Well, when will he be back?
Not until this evening. Any message?
No, thank you. Oh, dear. I hope Mr. Top will understand how difficult this is getting to be. Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Yes?
This is Tom. You don't mind my calling, do you?
Oh, no, Tom.
Say, I wanted to ask you a favor. I'll be leaving tomorrow, you know, and I don't know exactly where we're shoving off to, but, well, I'd kind of like you to write me if you get a chance.
Well, Tom, I'm afraid I can't.
Oh, got another fella.
Oh, no. No, it's just that I don't know where I'm going to be either.
Well, okay, then.
Tom, in spite of what Mr. Top said, I'd like to see you again before you go.
Would you?
Uh-huh.
Well, shucks, that won't be hard to do. Just open the door. I'm calling from the telephone in the hall. Hey, Mary.
Yes?
You wouldn't like to take in New York this afternoon, would you?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid I would, Tom.
Well, there it is. All New York down there. I guess I gotta admit we don't have anything like the Empire State Building back in Jasper.
Everything certainly looks small down there, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure it does. A couple more stories up and we'd probably be in heaven.
Heaven? Heaven's a long way from here, Tom.
I bet it's not so far. People just say so. I read a book once. A fella said, heaven's where you find it.
Where you find it?
Sure. According to the fella, heaven's just a whole lot of little things added together that make you happy. Your hometown, a job you like to work at, your best gal. Maybe even a chocolate soda, if that's what you want.
Sounds funny.
Sure, but it's a right substantial thought. And that's what I go for, something substantial.
I know. You're very happy, aren't you, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Got all the things I need. How about you? Aren't you happy?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Never thought about it? Gosh, Mary, you're missing something. You got to laugh and be happy. That's what you're here for.
I am?
Of course. Hey, come on, let's get out of here.
Where are we going?
Someplace we can laugh. We're going to have fun, Mary. Mm-hmm. Happy, Mary?
Oh, yes. It's been a wonderful day.
Well, they always say if you're in New York and you want to make a hit with your gal, be sure to finish at least one day with a ride in the Staten Island Ferry.
Oh, they do, do they? And who are they?
Nobody. I just made it up.
That's what I thought.
Gosh, almost into the dark. It's over already. Mary, you know something?
What, Tom?
Well, it sounds kind of funny, I suppose, us getting meeting just yesterday, but... Oh, I'm going to miss you when I go away. I'm going to miss you a lot. You don't mind, do you?
No, Tom. I don't mind.
Mary, when I leave tomorrow, come down to the ship and see me off.
Tom, I don't know.
It'll only take a few minutes. Just long enough to say goodbye. I'm leaving at 11 in the morning, Mary.
11 in the morning? What?
You want to say goodbye to me, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, then?
All right, Tom. I'll be there.
Pier 43. Promise?
Promise. Oh, Tom, look at the time. It's almost midnight. I have to leave. I was supposed to see someone. Forgive me, Tom.
But Mary, where are you running to? Wait a minute, Mary.
Top! Mr. Top, it's Mary, Mr. Top.
Yes, Mary?
Mr. Top, I just came back from Mr. Fowler's apartment house.
Fine, fine. And what did Mr. Fowler have to say?
Oh, well, nothing, really. He wasn't in. You see, I was detained and I missed him again.
You were detained? Mary, it wasn't that sailor.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'm afraid it was.
My heavens, girl. And after I warned you, my heavens. Mary, this information is vital. Can't you understand you're not to spend company time with sailors?
Yes, sir.
Very well, then. Proceed with your investigation. Get busy first thing in the morning. And no slip-ups this time, understand?
I understand, sir.
Good. I'll be expecting your report tomorrow.
Yes, Mr. Top.
Sailors.
Good morning, miss.
Good morning. I'm back. I'd like to see Mr. William Fowler, please.
Well, miss, I'm afraid that you're still early. Mr. Fowler was late getting in last evening, and he's left word that he doesn't wish to be disturbed this morning.
But it's very important.
I'm sorry, miss. I have explicit instructions not to ring Mr. Fowler's apartment under any circumstances before 12 o'clock.
Oh, but that's too late. I'm supposed to see Tom at 11. That's too late.
I'm sorry. Shall I tell Mr. Fowler? Oh, wait just a minute, miss. There's Mr. Fowler now, the gentleman coming this way. Mr. Fowler.
Yes?
This young lady would like to see you.
Mr. Fowler, I want to ask you something very important.
Mary,
do you...
You want to say goodbye to me, don't you?
Mr. Fowler, do you know what time it is?
Yes, my dear. 10 minutes before 11, but...
Here, 4 to 3. 11 o'clock. Promise, Mary.
Mr. Fowler, I just don't have time to talk to you now. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Now, what in the devil's the matter with her?
Tom!
Mary, Mary, gee, you did get here after all.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Mary, we're shoving off in a couple of minutes, and I've got to tell you something. Mary, I love you. I want you to know that.
Love? You love me?
More than anything. More than Jasper, even.
Oh, Tom, what is love? I don't know.
Of course you do. You know now. It's you and me, Mary.
Oh.
It's everything we do and say together. It's the way I'm going to miss you. The way you said you'd miss me.
Mm-hmm.
It's that funny feeling you get in your stomach, kind of like you were riding a bronco. You feel it, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes. I guess I do.
Then, Mary, you wait for me, won't you?
Oh, Tom, I...
You got to, Mary. You wouldn't want us to have a couple of broken hearts, would you?
We'd have broken hearts? Both of us?
You know we would. Now, please, Mary, don't go away right here. I've got to check in. We're shoving off in 3 minutes. I'll be right back, Mary.
All right, Tom. Where's my compact? Mr. Top, I've opened my compact. I've got to speak to you right away.
Yes, Mary, what is it?
Oh, Mr. Top, I found out what love is. I don't have much time to talk, but it's not a disease, Mr. Top. It's a feeling. It's a wonderful feeling.
How do you know?
Oh, Mr. Top, I'm in love.
You? My heavens, girl. How did it happen?
It was the sailor, Mr. Top.
I knew it.
Oh, but he's a wonderful sailor, Mr. Top, and he wants me to wait for him. Let me stay and wait for him, please, Mr. Top. I'll have a broken heart if I have to come back.
Oh, dear. This is irregular. Terribly irregular.
Oh, but you could make an exception just this once, couldn't you? Couldn't you, Mr. Top?
Well, broken heart, eh? I've checked this sailor's record since I spoke to you last.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting him in 1996. If you'll promise to report back when he's due here, I suppose we can arrange to let you stay until then.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Top. Thank you.
Well, I'll have to get along now and explain this to the main office. See you in 1996, Mary.
Thank you, Mr. Top. Mary, bye.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, nobody. I was just talking to myself, I guess.
Hey, what's the idea of throwing your comeback in the water?
Oh, it couldn't be used anymore. And, Tom, I'll be able to wait for you now. I'll wait for you as long as you want.
Oh, Mary, darling. Oh, I have to go now, Mary. I won't be gone for long, and when I come back, we'll go to Jasper and get married. Because you know, honey, back in Jasper...
I know, Tom. Back in Jasper, they have the best darn weddings I ever did see.
Hey, that's right. Mm-hmm. How'd you know?
I'm And so the curtain falls on Act Two of Taken from Heaven, starring Martha O'Driscoll. Our star will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment. Here now is Wendell Niles for La Rosa.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of this year's great Durum wheat harvest. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Taste that firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember it's a full pound. Now, once again at the microphone, our producer.
You know, Martha, anyone that can keep up the grind in motion pictures for 10 years becomes a veteran. And survival always means a strong nervous system. You've had some experiences along that line.
I guess I've had my share, C.P. For instance, the time they nicknamed me Avoirdupois Annie.
That title must have been an interesting one.
It was to everyone except me. I was doing a scene with a night watchman in a war plant for Pacific Blackout. At the start of the scene, it was called for the night watchman to give me a sandwich from his lunch pail. Well, it was a long scene, and we had a particularly rough time, and before the director was satisfied, we'd shot the scene 22 times, while I'd consumed 22 liverwurst sandwiches.
Practically a starvation diet. Well, Martha and ladies and gentlemen, I want to send this reminder along to you about tomorrow in our La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars. Lovely, vivacious Diana Lynn stars with us in a college romance comedy titled It Could Only Happen in June. Be sure to join us, won't you? So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.